Oh my God. Weird start, because usually we just start with my intro, but I'm so excited. I just decided to do something fun, which I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. And I kept on saying in the episode, because we're coming up to 250 episodes of Carlosophies, and this is episode 250 of Carlosophies. And I'm shaking shit up over the next little while. So listen to the episode for all the details. And congratulations to me. I made it to episode 250. Yeah. If you want to celebrate with me, email me or message me on Instagram. Website is carlinimmo.com. Instagram is at Carlosophies. Let's make this a party. If there's been an episode that has been life-changing for you or that has really impacted you, I want to hear about it. I want to celebrate these 5 years. It has been a fucking roller coaster ride, and to say the fucking least, and I want a party. This is 5 years of my life dedicated to this podcast. I literally did not think I could be consistent at anything. And here I am, 250 episodes, nearly 5 years later, and I have not missed a week in, well, at least 4 years. Went a little bit weird there in the beginning, but I've been podcasting every week for pretty much 4 years. So let's celebrate. Connect with me at carlinimmo.com or on Insta at Carlosophies, and let's party like it's 250 episodes. Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I've been feeling, as you can probably tell from the last few episodes, a little uninspired and wanting to shake things up a little. And I've had this idea for a while about producing some different podcasts and really shaking shit up, not just having a solo show or doing interviews, but moving more into storytelling and, you know, a bit more documentary style podcasting, I guess. And so I've got some ideas about what I might do, but I thought it might be fun before I, you know, move into the next phase of podcasting for me. I thought it would be really fun to, over the next few weeks, explore where Carlosophies began and share some of the super old content that I've had lying around. You may not know this, but back in probably 2010, I started videotaping myself running on the beach every day, which I just cannot even imagine how I did this. And they were just like little short 3 to 4 minute videos on really cliche, you know, self-development 101 stuff that makes my skin crawl right now. But I used to record these little videos because what I would find was, you know, experiencing depression, and I really was in the depths of my depression or coming out of it when I started to do these little videos. And what I found was I would run on the beach. Back in those days, I used to work out for like 3 hours a day. I would do a morning session at my local gym, and then I would run, and then I would come back and do often an afternoon session as well. I was a fitness junkie because I think my mind really needed it at the time. I needed to be moving my body relentlessly, and I did. And what I found was while I was out on the beach pounding out those 9Ks, I would just have such clarity. It was like all of the clouds and the muck and all the, I don't know, if you've ever experienced depression, it is kind of like being in a cloud and it's just foggy and not clear, confusion. Oh, it's just not a great place to be. But what I found while I was running on the beach, I just had supreme clarity and connection to something. And that was just such a refreshing feeling. And I had a blog called Carlosophies, which was a blogger. I don't know if any of you are old school bloggers, but before You know, a lot of people were using WordPress for their blogs. We used a platform called Blogger. And I had a Blogger blog called Carlosophies, and I used it as a way to connect, to share. And that's really how Carlosophies started, right? It's just been an evolution of me sharing for my own mental well-being. I need to express myself in order to stay sane. It is a part of my recovery, which is a big part of the reason why I started Make Some Noise. I knew there were connections between creativity and expression or self-expression and mental health, and I really wanted to explore it. So I used Make Some Noise to really clarify for me that there was connection in that. If you've never listened to that podcast, there's a great back catalogue of about 25 episodes that I did, interviews with everyone from artists to psychotherapists to psychiatrists to art therapists, talking about the connections between creativity and our mental well-being. So expression has always been really important for me, but it has been an evolution. So from those blogger days, I would sit down to write my blog post and I would just feel like I couldn't connect to the words. You know, it was like, I'm not feeling very inspired. And it's actually had me thinking that maybe I need to go back and start walking on the beach. I've been working out regularly, but I just haven't been on the beach. And I think maybe I need to go back there. I feel like I'd kind of moved on from it because I could just access whatever it was here. But something in the last few weeks is calling me back there, really. So I might start eventually doing some more podcasting from the beach again, just to reconnect that inspiration. But back then, what I found was I would sit down to write my Carlosophies blog post, and there just wasn't I just couldn't connect to the, you know, like I use that term finding your frequency, and often I mean it quite literally. You know, it's like we're a station in static a lot of the time, and we just turn the dial by trying a whole bunch of different shit, and we eventually find the dial, which is our frequency, and then we have like this station that kind of channels through us. At least I do, and maybe that's a big part in my human design. But I feel like I tune myself in, and then I'm connected to whatever it is, and it flows through me in the form of storytelling, in the form of sharing my truth, in the form of sharing my message with the world. That is my form of self-expression. But in the old days, I needed to find ways to be able to connect to that, and the beach was a big part of that. What I found while I was running was I would reach this point where the station would tune in, and I'd be like, have the most insane clarity, and ideas drop in, and concepts would just be so clear, crystal clear. And I'd be like, fuck, I'm going to write a blog post on that. Yes, 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 yes. And then I'd get back home, sit down to write the blog post. It was gone. The inspiration was just completely gone. So what I decided to do, which was very bold for me back then, considering I was quite depressed, was I would take a video camera. And this was before the days of our iPhones, right? So I was actually running with a video camera, recording myself, just kind of streaming consciousness for 2 or 3 minutes over something that I'd had a lot of clarity around at that moment, and I felt like I wanted to share it. So I would record these videos, and then sometimes I would go back and upload them to YouTube under the Running Blogger. And so what I thought could be really cool to explore over the next little while is some clips from that point in my life, because I remember recently, or not recently, maybe a couple of years ago, sharing one of those videos with my friend Lisa Corduff, and I'd said, oh my God, check this out. This was me, you know, 10 years ago, not quite 10 years ago. And my message is, you know, I'm still the same. And she watch the video and she goes, dude, you are so not the same. That is like, you have come so far. That is just not you anymore, right? But for me, I've always been me. So I don't necessarily look back at myself and cringe and I'm like, oh God, what were you doing, girlfriend? Like, I look back at myself with love for that person who was just so bold that even though she was at the height of depression, she would run on the beach, record herself and upload those videos. What a fucking rock star. And it's her, me, that has led to this version of me. And when I watch those, I just see me. I don't see the work necessarily that I've done on myself. I don't see how far I've come. I just see a different version of me. So I thought it would be cool to maybe over the next few weeks see if I can find some of that old content, rip the audio, and maybe talk to you about where I was at that point in my journey and what had maybe prompted that particular video, if I can remember. I just thought it would be cool to show those of you who are, for those of you who are in the same kind of similar journey to me, who have been sharing their shit for a very long time, taking that time to go back and have a look at where you were and where things started and really celebrate how far you've come. Because though I don't see me, old me, as any different to the me now, what I can see is so much has happened in that time. In the last 10 years, you know, I've gone from being highly depressed and anxious to starting an online magazine, starting my co-working space, which failed and like took me to the brink of my humanity, having a kid and really struggling with anxiety in those early years, you know, using Carlosophies as a tool to get over my stories of failure, and then producing 5 podcasts over the past 5 years, starting Radcasters, which has been a roller coaster ride, and is now at a place where I'm all about the podcasting, right? Like, I'm all in on podcasting right now, which is interesting because I feel like I've been on a bit of a swing with that over the past 5 years. So I just thought it would be a really cool opportunity. I'm coming up to 250 episodes. Why not go back to the very beginning so I can share with you and show you how far I have come? And encourage you to, you know, go back and celebrate. If you have been on the journey for a while, celebrate how far you've come. And if you are looking to start on your own kind of personal quest, encourage you to start now, because we all start somewhere, you know. And if we have to start on the beach with a video camera in the height of our depression, all we have to do then is keep showing up and trusting that things will shift, because they always do. So, next week, I will bring you the first in a little series of the history of Carlosophies. I'm really excited about this because I am feeling a little creatively stifled in some ways and creatively inspired in this way. So I hope you enjoy. If you're not already, make sure you're following me on Instagram, because I think I'm going to share some of the stuff over there too. Note that I am usually terrible at this stuff. Like, I have these great ideas. I'm really not that great at seeing them through sometimes. It's like inspiration in the moment and then it kind of teeters off. So we'll see where this goes. There's no pressure on it to be anything special or anything ongoing. And I may share some more stuff on Instagram, or I might just totally drop that and not be inspired by it. This is the nature of creativity, you know, it flows in different ways and I'm all about honoring it in the moment. So right now in this moment, I'll be sharing a few episodes of my back story of Carlosophies and really looking at the last 5 years of me podcasting. And who knows where it'll lead from there? Who knows how long this series will be? Not really sure. We'll just see what surfaces. Until next week, stay tuned. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.